Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today is Thursday, the 27th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian equity markets are likely to see a subdued start a day after hitting fresh life highs. It's monthly F&O expiry today, and traders will be eagerly waiting to welcome the coveted milestone of 24,000 on the Nifty. The GIFT Nifty, however, is hinting at a negative start this morning. On Tuesday, both the benchmark indices hit yet another record high, with the Nifty crossing that 23,850 mark for the first time ever. Banks took the lead once again, with the Bank Nifty ending the June series on a high and ending just 130 points away from the 53,000 mark. Buying was also seen in oil and gas and FMCG names. And shares of Reliance Industries ended 4% higher after hitting fresh lifetime highs. The conglomerate's market capitalization now stands at 20.5 lakh crore rupees. Ultratech Cement, Bharti Airtel, ICICI Bank and Grasim Industries were among the other gainers, while Apollo Hospitals, Bajaj Auto, M&M, Tata Steel were among the losers. The broader markets underperformed once again, with the mid-cap index ending lower for a second day. In terms of fund flows, foreign institutional investors sold equities worth over 3,500 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors bought equities worth 5,100 crore rupees. Experts believe that the Nifty is likely to target levels of 24,150 in the short term, and any dips towards 23,700 to 23,680 should be used as a buying opportunity. As far as the Bank Nifty is concerned, analysts say that the undertone is bullish and any dips should be aggressively bought into, targeting 53,500 to 53,700 levels. Shifting focus to global cues then, on Wall Street, stocks ended slightly higher ahead of the release of May's Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index on Friday. But mega-cap tech names continued to outperform, bouncing back from a recent slide. Shares of Amazon reached an all-time high, breaching $2 trillion in market capitalization for the first time. Banking stocks were also in focus after the Federal Reserve said that the biggest US firms are able to withstand a severe recession scenario. Goldman Sachs shares slid somewhere around 1.7%, while JP Morgan shares rose slightly. Asian markets, meanwhile, have opened lower as the Japanese yen weakened to a near 38-year low against the US dollar. Both the Nikkei and Kospi are trading with declines of nearly 1%. The US 10-year yield edged higher as investors considered the latest comments from Federal Reserve officials about monetary policy. In the commodities market, oil prices edged higher despite US inventory data that showed an unexpected build in oil and gasoline inventories. Meanwhile, gold prices fell to a two-week low as higher dollar and yields dented sentiment. Meanwhile, the Nifty indices are set to undergo their quarterly rebalancing today. While the impact on trading volume isn't expected to be significant, there are notable expectations for certain stocks based on cumulative net flows across CPSE, Nifty 50 and Nifty Bank components. Kotak Mahindra Bank, SBI, ICICI Bank and Axis Bank are among the Bank Nifty constituents that will see their weight in the index go up, with an increase in passive flows. On the other hand, HDFC Bank, IndusInd Bank, Bank of Baroda, AU Small Finance Bank, Punjab National Bank, IDFC First Bank, Bandhan Bank and Federal Bank are among those that will see their weight in the index reduce, leading to outflows. Let's now turn our attention to all the stocks that will be in focus today. Dr. Reddy's will acquire British pharma company Haleon's global portfolio of consumer healthcare brands in the nicotine replacement therapy category outside of the US for £500 million. The acquisition is seen as an ideal anchor to continue to build the company's global consumer healthcare OTC business. The transaction is expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2024. The spate of block deals continues as sources suggest that FIH Mauritius is likely to sell 9.7% stake in CSB Bank. The offer size is said to be nearly 595 crore rupees and the floor price has been fixed at 352 rupees per share. The floor price is at a 1% discount to Wednesday's close price. Meanwhile, India Resurgence Fund Scheme 1 and Scheme 2, along with Piramal Natural Resources, is likely to sell a little over 10% stake via block deals in Archean Chemicals. Sources say the block deal may be valued at nearly 820 crore rupees and the floor price has been set at 655 rupees per share, which is at a 5.3% discount to Wednesday's close price. It is said to be a clean-out trade from the selling shareholder. Also in focus will be Inox Green Energy, as Ashish Kacholia has invested as much as 40 crore rupees in the company. The ace investor has subscribed to equity shares and convertible warrants of the company in a preferential issue. Kacholia bought 14.49 lakh equity shares allotted at 138 rupees per share for a total of 20 crore rupees. He has also subscribed to 13.7 lakh convertible warrants allotted to investors for 145 rupees per unit, adding up to another 20 crore rupees. Lastly, keep an eye on India Cements as the counter will be excluded from the F&O segment after the August series. And in key events to watch today, investors will keep an eye on the SEBI board meet that will take place in the evening today. The market regulator is likely to tighten rules for stocks to be eligible for derivatives trading. It may also ask brokers and mutual funds to stop enlisting unregistered financial influencers for their marketing campaigns. The board will also consider changes to delisting rules to make it easier for companies to exit from stock exchanges. And in the run-up to the budget, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair pre-budget consultation meetings with education and healthcare industries. On that note, let's move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Sneha Poddar, who is the Assistant Vice President, Retail Research, Broking and Distribution at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, who shares her views on how to navigate this leg of the market rally. Let's listen in.
Nifty at all-time high of 23,800 is currently trading at more than 21 times 1 year forward P, which is marginally above its long-term average of 20 years. Hence, it provides comfort for more upside in the near term. What we believe is that there are three important factors which will likely dominate the minds of investors and will determine the trend in the near term, that is upcoming budget, monetary focus, and interest rate movement, both domestically and globally. India currently enjoys excellent macroeconomic fundamentals. It has strong GDP growth, sound fiscal position, stable currency, and healthy corporate earnings. So this should maintain a positive long-term trend. So overall, we maintain a positive view on the market. And from the investment perspective, we prefer sectors like financials, consumption, discretionary, autos, telecom, industrial, and real estate. So one can really build the portfolio around these sectors. And rather than not waiting for the correction, one can start accumulating gradually and in a staggered manner. And whenever the market correction does happen, one should grab that opportunity to further strengthen the portfolio.
Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.